Welcome and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieu. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this first meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2022, and I wish you all a Happy New Year. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us for today's meeting. When I call your name, please say present. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Vice Chairman John Coleman.
Present.
And I am present, so we have a quorum for today's meeting. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's website later today. Going to the first matter of this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for December 2, 2021, and I call upon Vice Chairman Coleman, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the December 2, 2021 public meeting, and I move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion or edits to the minutes? Hearing none, any objection to the approval of the minutes? Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved as submitted. At this time, we will turn it over to the Secretary of the Commission, Rosemary Chiavetta, to lead us through this morning's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners, and Happy New Year. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the single item on page one, the application of the Borough of Pottstown, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page two, both items on page three, both items on page four, and both items on page five, both items on page six, both items on page seven, all three items on page eight, and both items on page nine, ending the omnibus with the joint petition of the United Telephone Company of Pennsylvania, doing business as CenturyLink and Dish Wireless LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on any of these items? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 10, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 10, beginning with the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers, and continuing the omnibus to include the first two items on page 11, ending the omnibus with the application of Columbia Gas of Pennsylvania.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 11, it is recommended that the Commission adopt a proposed order regarding the petition of the York Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have comments to place on the record, and I ask that they be spread upon the record in their entirety. are programs that, among other things, set a baseline through which the Commission can evaluate the timing and effectiveness of accelerated water, natural gas, electric utility infrastructure rehabilitation. The programs contain substantial detail to ensure that the Commission can adequately monitor and assess utilities infrastructure improvements with the goal of fostering better reliability, service, and safety. One of the many important LTIP components the Commission evaluates is workforce management. Here we review the means through which the utility will ensure that its workforce, both in-house and contracted, will be adequately sized and trained to safely achieve the metrics set forth within the program. I'd like to highlight that York Water includes a contractor pre-qualification screening, which considers the local presence of firms and whether firms are women, minority, or disability-owned. Supporting local and disadvantaged businesses is a noble endeavor, and I continue to believe utilities play an important role in supporting these enterprises. So I am pleased to see York Water place such contractor revisions in its LTIP. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 12, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 12, beginning with the tariff supplements filed by Paytech Communications et al., and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 13, ending the omnibus with the quarterly earnings report of jurisdictional utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 14, it is recommended by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petition filed by PennDOT.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Before we close, I'd like to remind everyone of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday that we will be observing on Monday, January 17th. This federal holiday is designated as a national day of service that celebrates the civil rights leader's life and legacy. As our nation continues to work to recover from the pandemic, along with economic hardships for many, and the ongoing struggles related to social justice and equality, it is especially appropriate to recognize this special day. On January 17th, all Americans are encouraged to volunteer to improve their communities, and I encourage you to do the same, but do it safely. With many opportunities that are available, that will be available to do it online again this year, that will be an avenue for many, especially in light of all the weather-related things that we are seeing for Monday. So I do want to thank everyone for joining us for today's public meeting. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman to adjourn with a second by Commissioner Unora. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 3-0. We are officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.